We've been told so many reasons why once war begins, we should... So, once war begins, it should be all right all of a sudden. Theoretically, killing people is okay. No, it's wrong. But when you actually kill people, it becomes okay. This is what they're telling us on the television and the news. Oh, it's only collateral damage. Would it only be collateral damage if they bombed a school in the middle of London? I don't think so. So it's not collateral damage when they do it in Baghdad. Yay! I think we can see why we've lost this so-called apathy. It's because school students aren't stupid. They can see that bombs killing people in Baghdad, the money spent on them, could be spent on not raising tuition fees, which are going to affect us in a few years' time. We should be freeing up education, not killing people. And also, I'd also like to say that they're so scared of the school students. We've got to keep up the pressure. We tried to hold a party for peace on Thursday, and we weren't allowed to play music because we might disturb Parliament. The party for peace should have been happening within Parliament and not outside of it. And then there's just one last thing I'd like to say. I read today in the newspaper of an Iraqi man whose daughter was killed by a cluster bomb. And it makes me quite emotional to talk about. And he said, I'm going to get back at America. Not today, but in 10 years' time, because I won't forget. And I'm telling you, you won't need to, because the school students of England, school students all around the world won't forget either. And Tony Blair, your time will come.